Hello and welcome to the Waterways Ireland podcast with me, Turtle Bunbury. On this episode, I'm talking with Elizabeth Higgins. Elizabeth is one of Ireland's three lady lock keepers, and she and I had a great chat using remote technology in which she told me of her unusual experiences along the Shannon and that part of the river which she patrols and manages. I am delighted to be joined now by Elizabeth Higgins, who is a seasonal lock keeper at the Albert Lock in County Roscommon. And the Albert Lock is a pretty important lock on the Jamestown Canal, the canal that was built in the 1840s to bypass an unnavigable stretch of the River Shannon between Drumsna and Jamestown. Elizabeth, maybe we could start. Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised on what is called the Plains of Boyle, just about a 20-minute drive from Albert Lock. I've lived most of my life there, went away, worked for a while, came back, and met my husband Peter, settled down, and I'm still living here.
When you say you were in Boyle, so you're surrounded by water there. Were you a water baby by birth? Have you always wanted to be on the rivers and canals?
Absolutely terrified of the water. No liking for water at all until I met Peter, actually. He was very much at ease around water, whereas just a small stroll down the jetty would terrify me beyond words.
And so how did you overcome that fear? Peter helped you.
He encouraged me, we'll go for a walk by the river, we'll do this by the river. We slowly but surely progressed into the rowing boat and did a little fishing together in Oakport Lake on the Boyle River. And then Peter moved on to work for the OPW. He went to work as a labourer. And when he'd come home in the evening after we'd got married, we would chat. I always made a point of asking how his day was. Likewise, he would ask me. And I started to take an interest in his work. And over the years, I suppose, just in gentle, small little steps, he encouraged me not to be afraid of the water. And we went to swimming lessons together. And, well, as they say, the rest is history. Every year I progressed and progressed, but it was a massive achievement when in 2017 I started to work at Clarendon Lock in Knockvicker, that lovely lock on the entrance into Lough Key.
So what is the day in a life for you there at Albert Lock?
It starts at 9 o'clock, and it starts by checking the levels on the river, at the upper stream level and lower stream, and recording them.
And that's getting the depths to make sure that you've got enough to allow the boats to cruise through. You know, what sort of depths do you lower and raise it?
There is a drop of 6 foot. So we raise it and lower it 6 foot. When you're going downstream, the lock is dropped 6 foot. And when you're coming upstream, it's raised.
Okay, so you've got to manage the water levels.
And then the rainfall, we have to collect that if it has been a wet night, say, and record it. Those levels are sent to head office. They're sent down to Port Umna.
The Jamestown Canal, it's built because the Shannon was too hard to take a boat down in that area. What makes it unnavigable there?
There's so much rock there, it couldn't be dredged. And also, it dries up. If you had a very, very hot summer, I've heard it say that you could actually walk across the river in a particular spot. I'm not exactly sure where that spot is, between Jamestown and Drumsna. But I've heard that story.
Wow, right. Okay, I'd say you'd know where it was. If we were ancient warriors, we'd know where that spot was.
We would, yes. That's it, exactly.
So they built the Jamestown Canal. What sort of length is it? 3 kilometres or something, is it?
Something like that. I'm not exactly sure of the length. Yeah, it was a great feat of engineering. Back in 1749, the canal was built. Then in 1848, the lock and lock house at Albert Lock. And it was named Albert Lock in honour of Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert.
And that lock keeper's house.
It is a beautiful little house, it has to be said. Absolutely quaint. And everybody that comes into the lock that hasn't been there before just absolutely falls in love with the place, and has to have photographs taken in the doorway. And it must be one of the most photographed houses I've ever seen.
I saw a picture of it. It does look absolutely enchanting, I know.
There are three of us who work at the lock in high season, because it is the busiest lock on the River Shannon, due to the fact that everything that needs to go up north has to come through Albert Lock, and everything that wants to go down south also goes through the lock.
What's an especially busy day? How many boats are we talking going
hither and yon? Especially busy day would be somewhere between 85 and 100 boats in the day.
Ooh, that's a lot. Now, Elizabeth, do you get a little bit of a thrill every time you get a boat safely through the chamber? Or is it just not anymore? You've done it so many times.
Oh, no, every boat is different. Every year is different. Yeah, of course, you get relief, first of all, on their trip back to Carrickachannon to return their boat. And they say something to you or your colleagues like, thanks a million, you were great, you give us great help, and we had a great time because of you. And that gives you a great thrill.
Roughly, what are the dimensions of the lock?
The lock is 100 foot long and 30 foot wide. And those dimensions were chosen back in 1848 for the purpose of putting two of the canal barges that took coal and timber and Guinness and flour and sugar.
Forward-thinking Victorians.
Very forward-thinking Victorians, yes. It takes between 15 and 20 minutes from start to finish to put the boats through the lock. We find that if we have ladies on the front ropes of the boats going upstream, we tend to let the water in more slowly, because it's very forceful, and it could either cause the person to let go of the ropes or to maybe even fall in. So we're very careful. So the upstream usually takes 20 minutes to fill and let the boats out. Going down, unless we have somebody who's very, very nervous, it takes around 15 minutes.
Is it a very physical job?
I find when it's most physical, I usually have a boat that's crewed by people who haven't done this before. They don't understand,
right? Yeah,
you know, what they're supposed to be doing, how they're supposed to be giving the ropes. So that time it can become physical when you have to maybe pull the boat from the other side of the lock.
Are you surrounded by nature there? Are the ducks and birds and all that sort of thing?
Yes, we have our resident ducks that arrive in the spring, and they will lie on the top of the lock and the coping stones and sunbathe and beg to be fed from the boats. And we have two particular ducks who like to travel on board with the boaters, and they travel from one side of the lock to the other. And when they get to the top of the upstream jetty, they jump off the boat and swim back and go back through the lock with the next number of boats. And they do this all day. Excellent. In the spring. We have swans, we have our resident mink and pine martens that we just see from time to time popping around the lock, but they don't come near us. But the ducks will come and stay with us most of the day.
You make it sound so idyllic. I can understand why you enjoy it so much. Are you ever there on your own, which would, I suppose, be a much more lonely experience if you know, for people in times past?
It probably was for people in times past. I find it a very nice time when I'm on my own. which is usually around this time of the year, we've got all our protection, our alarms, should anything happen to us that will go off. So I feel quite safe from that point of view. I find it peaceful.
Again, I was reading that there have been female lock keepers since the early days of the canals, but then in 1831, they passed a law saying that, you know, wives and daughters couldn't, because most of them seem to be sort of taking on the position when their father or husband died, and they banned it. But I understand that a lot of females carried on being lock keepers nonetheless, despite the ban over the years. Did you meet any of the people who had been lock keepers at Albert Lock in generations past?
The last permanent lock keeper, Micheál Burke, he was the fourth generation of his family that was lock keepers at Albert Lock. I would meet him fairly often on a regular basis.
Well, it sounds like you've had some funny encounters along the way. Have there been any standouts?
I suppose maybe my funniest things are when you have somebody who doesn't speak English, hasn't a word of English, and you haven't a word of whatever language they are speaking. And we seem to be able to communicate through smiles and sign language. And they can be very funny moments.
Well, listen, I mean, you're amazing, Elizabeth. For somebody who grew up petrified of the water, now you spend your time, you know, there every day. And you finish late in the evening, I think, as well.
I don't think I'm amazing. I just love what I do. I enjoy it.
Well, keep on loving it. And thank you so much, Elizabeth. It has been a treat to chat with you and to learn about your experiences at the Albert Lock on the Jamestown Canal. Thank you for tuning in, and you can hear plenty more episodes by searching Waterways Ireland on Spotify, Apple, Google, or whichever platform you use. You'll find all you need to know about Irish waterways at waterwaysireland.org or my archive of historical tales, mostly Irish, at turtlebunbury.com. My thanks to series producer Ali Bunbury and also to our technical producer Liam Mulvaney of 11 for 10 Productions, who also composed the gorgeous music you're listening to right now.